This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The state is close to opening new transitional behavioral health beds. They'll help people with severe mental illness step down from the most intensive inpatient settings. There will eventually be 125 beds around the state. The first 12 are set to open in Denver in September. State lawmakers approved the new program last year as part of a major infusion of new money into mental health care. Colorado leads the country in people willing to donate organs. Those donations are being celebrated this weekend with a 5K donor dash. CPR's Elaine Tassie has more.
66% of Colorado drivers elect to donate organs on their driver's license, more than any other state. And organ transplants have increased almost 20% in recent years. Both are reasons to celebrate, according to Cheryl Talley, spokesperson for Donor Alliance, a nonprofit that focuses on organ and tissue donations in Colorado and Wyoming.
Our main goal is to raise awareness and to honor, celebrate, and recognize all those who've been touched by organ donation in our area.
The walk run costs $35 in Denver's Washington Park. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
And in Greeley, Ames Community College wants to train the next generation of drone pilots. Starting this fall, the two-year college will offer the state's only associate's degree in unmanned aerial systems. The school has been offering certificate courses in drone piloting since 2021, but high demand prompted the addition of an associate's program. Students can take courses on how to map construction sites or film using drones. The program begins in the fall. Much of the Front Range will have highs in the mid-80s today with plenty of sunshine. Chances for scattered storms tonight. This is CPR News and KRCC.